This is the continuation of the chapter Rabindranath Tagore's Life and Works, heading Literary Creations of this period. The Shalida period is the richest in his long literary career. He composed a large number of political poems, songs, essays, and short stories. The partition of Bengal in 1905 stirred the conscience of Tagore and he rose to the occasion. All his writings of this period are suffused with patriotic vigor. In his essays, Tagore criticized the false beliefs and practices of Hindu society. His essay on Hindu marriage assumed great social significance. He visited Ghazipur in UP, where a large number of Mansi poems were composed. Raja O Rani, a play in five acts, and Visarjan, translated into English as Sacrifice, won him great popularity. Torn Letters presents an intimate picture of the poet's life. Chitra is a collection of beautiful lyrics which manifest the poet's adoration and celebration of music. Celebration of beauty. Urvasi is perhaps the greatest lyric in Bengali poetry. Chetali and Malini, a dramatic poem, appeared in Songs and Poetry, the first collected edition of Tagore's works, which appeared in 1896. From 1891 to 92, he wrote numerous short stories. Sampatti Samarpan, Jivita O Mitra, Swarang Miraga, Jai Parajay, Muktir, Upaya and Ekti Ashhare Galpa were his famous stories. His articles The English and the Indians, Fear of the English, The Right of Justice, The Ruler and the Ruled, The Hesitations of Politics, etc., reveal his love for his motherland. Experiments in Education. The year 1901 was very important in Tagore's life. His school, Shantiniketan, the Peace Retreat, was founded in Bolpur. He founded it with the intention of forming it as the nucleus of a cultural organization based on the model of Gurukulas. He thought that it would gradually become a center of international culture. He felt that the world was full of sound scholars but not of sound men. It was with the purpose of bringing out sound men that his school was started. According to him, the sound man should come before the sound scholar. The open-air school, Shantiniketan, developed into a famous university, Vishwa Bharati, in 1920. It embodies Tagore's ideal of the union of all sections of humanity in sympathy and understanding, in truth and love. Vishwa Bharati is an international university where the whole world has become a single nest. Bereavements. Bereavements. The shadow of death clouded the poet's life by successive bereavements: death of his wife in 1902, of his daughter Renuka in 1903, of his favorite disciple Satish Roy in 1904, of his father in 1905, and of his youngest son in 1907. These bereavements induced a mood of renunciation in him. It was in this state of mind that he wrote the religious poetry of Gitanjali, Nevedya, and Kheya. To commemorate his wife's memory, he composed a series of poems, Smaran, Remembrance. Utsarga, Offering, is another collection of poems. The poems of this period are noticeable for a sad undertone and a feeling of renunciation. Heading: Tagore and the Swadeshi Movement. Rabindranath was an exponent of the Swadeshi movement. The partition of Bengal in 1905 caused tremendous upheaval in the whole country. The Swadeshi movement began as a protest against this grievous act of injustice, and in due course of time it developed into a national movement for freedom. He took an active part in it. He lectured, organized processions, and toured extensively. Rabindranath asked people to reform villages, to eradicate social evils, and to arouse mass consciousness. Politicians did not share his views. So he withdrew from politics and returned to Shantiniketan, where he remained in quiet meditation for a year, only to emerge as an international figure. Heading: The Gitanjali Period. Prayaschitta, Expiation, Tagore's famous play, anticipated his masterpiece Gitanjali. A great change was taking place within the poet. Besides a desire to serve the people whom he loved, he earned for the absolute. His mind was full of musings and a longing for the spiritual life. It was in this frame of mind and spirit that the Bengali Gitanjali was composed in 1909 to 1910. It was followed by the post office in 1911. He also sent regular installments of a new novel, Gora, to Pravasi. He wrote his autobiography entitled Jeevan Smriti in 1911. He was rendered into English as Reminiscences. In May 1912, Rabindranath went to England with the English translation of the Gitanjali. In London, he came in contact with J. B. Shaw, H. G. Wells, Galsworthy, Andrews Bradley, Masefield, J. L. Hammond, Ernest Rice, Sruj Moore, Robert Bridges, W. B. Yeats, Ezra Pound, and some other celebrities. It was here that Tagore met C. F. Andrews for the first time. He became the poet's lifelong companion and later on joined the teaching staff of Shantiniketan. W. B. Yeats greatly admired the English translation of the Gitanjali. The India Society published it in 1912 with an introduction by Yeats. In November 1912, he went to America, where he lectured at many places. His lectures were published under the title Sadhana. It is a collection of religio-philosophical essays which revealed to the West India's ageless spiritual wisdom. In November 1913, Tagore was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature for the English translation of Gitanjali. He was greatly honored wherever he went. An honorary doctorate was conferred on him by Calcutta University the same year. In 1914, he was knighted, K-N-I-G-H-T-E-D. The Gitanjali and the post office marked a great transition in his life, where the poet's national longing became merged in the universal. Heading: Premonition of Impending Disaster. The enthusiasm of the Gitanjali period was soon over, and again dark, premonitory thoughts crowded back upon him. Some of the Balaka poems contain an open hint of impending doom. He had some premonition of World War I. At this time, his poetry assumed a prophetic character. He continued to write essays, poems, and short stories. His short story, Strir Patra, Wife's Letter, champions the cause of the right of a woman. Hemanti, Chaturanga, and Ghare Bare translated into English as The Home and the World, brought about a revolutionary change in the condition of a woman. Gitanjali, a collection of beautiful lyrics, was composed during this period. In 1915, Gandhiji, with some of his disciples, visited Shantiniketan, and the poet gave him the title Mahatma. Heading: Visit to Japan and America. In 1916, Tagore left for Japan. From Japan, he went to America. He was given a splendid ovation wherever he went. In America, he delivered a series of lectures which was collected in two slim volumes, Personality and Nationalism. On his return to India, Tagore was shocked by Jallianwala Bagh tragedy, and in protest he renounced knighthood. Translation. Heading: Translation of Bengali works into English. The English translations of the Gitanjali was a phenomenal success. So he brought out other volumes of translations, either done by him or by others in his supervision. He also did some original writings, especially in prose in English. It is by virtue of his English transcreations that Tagore occupies an eminent place in Indo-English literature. His English transcreations are given below. Number 1. Poetry. The Crescent Moon, The Gardener, Fruit Gathering, Lover's Gift, Crossing, The Fugitive, and other poems. Number 2. Philosophy. Sadhana, Personality, Creative Unity, The Religion of Man, Our Universe, Lectures and Addresses. Number 3. Autobiography, Reminiscences. Number 4. Fiction, The Home and the World, Direct, Gora, Hungry Stones, Mushy, Broken Ties. Number 5. Plays, Chitra, Post Office, The Cycle of Spring, Sacrifice, and other plays, Red, Oleanders, Stray Birds. Number 6. Letters. Heading: More Foreign Visits. Rabindranath toured incessantly. He was the cultural ambassador of India who visited the countries of the East and the West. In his lectures and speeches, he mainly dwelt upon the glory and greatness of our ancient culture and expounded a de novo vision of the synthesis of the East and the West. He raised India's image wherever he went. He visited France, Denmark, Sweden, Vienna, Venice, Italy, China, Japan, Iraq, Iran, etc. He visited to Hungary in 1926 is memorable. At the request of the people, the poet planted a sapling by the Balaton Lake and wrote the following lines in the guest book.